His teeth grazed my lower lip and I shivered, this time not wholly in fear. He had not closed his eyes. I could feel them watching me, evaluating me, cold despite the heat of his mouth. When he pulled back, he drew in a breath, let it out slowly, said, still in a terrible soft voice, "You don't love matting." I stiffened. "Even now you want me." There was such contempt in his voice. Each word dripped with venom. I had never before heard such emotion from him, and all of it hate. "His power intrigues you. The prestige of having a god for a lover. Perhaps you're even devoted to him in your small way, though I doubt that, since it seems any god will do." He let out a small sigh. "I know well the dangers of trusting your kind. I warned my children, kept them away while I could, but matting is stubborn. I mourn the pain it will cause him when he finally realizes just how unworthy of his love you are." I stood there, shocked to numbness, believing him for a long, horrifying moment. Shiny had been, still was, diminished or not, the god I had revered all my life. Of course he was right. Had I not hesitated at Madding's offer? My god had judged me and found me wanting, and it hurt. Then sense reasserted itself, and with it came pure fury. I was still backed against the cistern strut, which gave me perfect leverage as I planted my hands on Shiny's chest and shoved him back with all my strength. He stumbled back, making a sound of surprise. I followed, all my fear and confusion forgotten amid red-hot rage. "That's your proof?" My hands found his chest and I shoved him again, throwing all my weight into it, just for the satisfaction of hearing him grunt as I did so. "That's what makes you think I don't love Mad? You're a damned good kisser, Shiny, but do you honestly think you hold a candle to Madding in my heart?" I laughed, my own voice echoing harshly in my ears. "My gods, he was right. You really don't know anything about love." I turned, muttering to myself, and began making my way back to the roof door. "Wait," Shiny said. I ignored him, sweeping my stick in a tight, angry arc ahead of me. His hand caught my arm again, and this time I tried to shake him off, cursing. "Wait," he said, not letting go. He turned away from me, barely noticing my rage. "Someone's here." "What are you?" But I heard it too now, and froze. Footsteps, chuffing on the rooftop gravel, beside the door hatch. "Ori Shoth?" The voice was male, cool, and dark like the late winter night. Familiar, though I could not place it. Yes, I said, wondering if this was some customer of Madding's, and what he was doing on the roof if that was the case. And how did he know my name? Maybe he'd overheard some of Madding's people gossiping. "Were you looking for me?"
"Yes, though I had hoped you'd be alone."
Shiny shifted suddenly, moving in front of me, and I found myself trying to hear the man through his rather intimidating bulk. I opened my mouth to shout at him, too angry for politeness or respect, and then I stopped. It was faint, I had to squint, but Shiny had begun to glow. "Ori," he said, calm as always, "go into the house." Fear stopped anything else I might have said.
He's between me and the door.
"I will remove him."
"I wouldn't advise that," said the man, unruffled. "You aren't a godling."
Shiny sighed, and under other circumstances, I would have been amused by his annoyance.
"No," he snapped, "I'm not."
And before I could speak again, he was gone, the space in front of me cold in his absence. There was a glimmer of magic, something occluded by the hazy shimmer of Shiny's body. Then the flurry of movement, cloth tearing, the struggle of flesh against flesh, a spray of wetness across my face, making me flinch. And then, silence. I held still for a moment, my own breath loud and fast in my ears as I strained to hear the sound that I knew and feared would come. Bodies,
hitting the cobblestones of the street 3 stories below. But there was only that terrible silence. My nerves snapped. I ran to the roof door, clawed it open, and flung myself into the house, screaming.